Smosh Mosh Mania. Hey, Derek.
How about that? Hey, Kay.
How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to do the show today?
Kind of,
sort of.
Well, now that we knew that we could call in.
Yeah.
That's how the show works.
It was like it was our first time on Blog Talk Radio, which was like, how do we know when to go to break?
It was all that stuff.
That was fantasticals. So today on the show, we'll do our Thanksgiving wrap up.
Mm.
What else are we doing?
We got lots to update. Yeah, we got Thanksgiving talk. Maybe we'll get into some weird news.
Fabulous. We'll talk about Black Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I did nothing.
Well, I did a little something.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it was crazy. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Is there problems?
Clips out.
Yeah. I've been noticing that. But I'm trying to get right up. I'm trying to be right up in it. I'm trying not to move. It's a whole thing.
I'm not sure what that switch is that does that.
Uh-oh.
Is this better now?
This is worse now.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay, that's better.
You can whisper?
Yeah, I can whisper. It's like,
that's
wait,
better.
Wait, ASMR. Wait, oh. Now I can't hear anything. I gotta do some ASMR. No? Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That's my ASMR right there.
Oh.
Wait, what happened?
We'll
okay.
We'll fix all that with a new studio. I don't know what that... Oops.
You're out now?
I'm out. Oh, no, I'm in. I'm out. I want to be able to whisper in the mic and have it be okay. What is going on?
We could that's a limiter setting. We can, we'll fine tune all that in the new,
Oh, okay. So I have to really talk in
the new studio. I don't know how to
be whispering and like all trifling.
We could do that.
I can't do ASMR on the radio.
Well, we could do that, off air to tune it.
The sound
for your mic. I don't know why it's
of eating. I don't get to hear that sound much anymore since I have the puzzle bowl for Clover.
Oh, right, you
plastic.
Can't go fast. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a great that's a great sound.
Did
you find
here.
Oh
gate.
The gate? Yeah.
Let's try this. Is this better? Oh wait. No. Huh.
What's happening?
Wait, what about if I just turn your gate off? Let's
turn my gate off.
Let's see what happens.
I don't need no stinking gate.
Try the whisper now.
ASMR, is it happening? It's kind of happening. I need to get real close, but I don't really want to.
People,
because there's hair on the mic.
There is
a little bit.
There's no more cats here anymore.
I also have lip gloss on, and that's not really.
That's a bad combo.
Yeah, but it's a barrier, you know.
People love this for the podcast, right?
Do they?
This is yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we should just start the show. We've already. This has been like how long? We've been 5 minutes in. We haven't done anything,
and it's time to wrap it up.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next week.
We could fix all that.
Can fix that.
I mean, you know, in the new studio, we got because I don't know what those settings are. We'll have to do like you know sound checks. I know it's exciting. Yeah,
it is exciting. I can't. Well, I'm yawning because I just have been sleeping for the last like I've been. You know what? When you're on vacation and you're just sleeping and you can't get out of a sleeping cycle, having issues, right?
Mm.
So I'm pretty tired, but I shouldn't be because I slept. Almost all night last night.
Wow.
So maybe it was fitful sleep. Who knows? Let's start the show.
Let's get this party started.
Let's just officially start the show.
Okay.
And maybe turning my gate off was a bad idea because now I feel like I'm clipping.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds trifling
yeah,
a little bit.
Oops. Now I'm doing it.
Uh-oh.
I'm back on.
Back on. Okay. That's better.
Right. We'll,
yeah.
We'll tune
good times.
All that later. Okay.
Okay. We'll figure that all out. Right, I just right. can't whisper into the mic. That's
yeah,
fine.
And we'll figure it out.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Cha cha cha.
Whoops.
Wow. Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416. What? What was that?
I don't know.
It was amazing.
It's been
it
a while.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hello.
This is fun.
Pussycats.
I think it's best.
La 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 la.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Reality hits you hard, bro. Well, you want to woo-woo? It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying?
He needs some milk.
We love Derek K. Show, you betcha.
Johnny J.
On the Derek and K. Show, kicking it old school. Woo! With the beautiful,
Lord.
Beautiful K.
Lord have mercy. Lovely Derek.
Hey, yo. It is the Derek and K. Show. Am I here?
I can hear you because I'm in the room with you, but I don't know what's going on. Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'm definitely going to shorten the length of the show because it's already a good time. I don't know how much more. I don't know how long we can keep this up.
Is this like the first time we've done this show?
Okay. Yeah, this is the first time we've ever done the show ever.
We are broadcasting live.
Can I not do this from here?
From Boston. Today is November 25th. 2018, and this is episode 323.
It sure is.
Although it may not sound like it, we are the most professional and unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn
I can't change the show duration from here because I'm on an iPad. Great.
We could just end it. We're over 250,000 listens and growing.
Holy shit, come on!
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Visit our website. Visit our website, dkpodcast.com, for more information. And you know what? I'm just going to give one more call to action because I feel like it's too many calls to action. Mm. If you're listening to the show on blogtalkradio.com, just feel free to scroll down and get in the chat room and speak with us. Or if you'd like to, give us a call at 661-467-2416. It is like we've never done the show before.
It's been quite a few weeks, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we okay? Like, are we...
Sound-wise?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's going to be okay. It feels a little unwieldy. It feels a little off. Cha-cha-cha. It feels...
No, I think we're okay now.
It's good?
Does it sound okay? Does the show sound okay to you? I feel like I could use a little more me, but...
I feel like I could use a little more me as
really?
Well.
Here,
yeah, I don't know what's
happening. I don't know if I messed with our settings and now...
Okay. Oh, that's better, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
I sound okay here. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, my.
Okay, so the last time I, opened Safari on my iPad, I was actually on the show. Mm. So I'm looking at old links.
Yeah.
We were talking about before, and I have the first one I opened was the Universe of Energy.
What
from
is that?
From Epcot Center.
That's
the one that had the dinosaurs.
We're looking at I looked at a few more of those videos. That was like a month ago, huh?
I had a rabbit hole.
Yeah, totally, right?
Like that night, rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I went virtually on the Loch Ness Monster and on the Big Bad Wolf. At Busch Gardens.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
They're roller coasters at Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a good time virtually riding rides.
It's like the future.
And I learned that, did we talk about Body Wars at Epcot
Center?
Yes,
we both loved it.
Yes.
The simulated rides.
Yes.
Totally loved that as a kid. That was a big deal.
It's totally gone. However, I mean, it's not... Okay. To say it's totally gone is a misnomer because... You can't get on it anymore, but it's still there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's like closed?
Yes.
Why is it still there? It's weird.
Because Disney has a thing where they don't destroy old rides. They just shutter them and then there's nothing happening inside.
Wow.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's so, but Disney is so weird. Like that doesn't surprise me in some way. Like they're kind of like that weird, you know, like Disney's head is frozen kind of thing.
Oh, is Disney's head frozen?
I don't know. Isn't there something like that?
I have no idea.
We should look that up, maybe.
Anyway, I found out the ride is just shuttered. Like, some people have snuck back there and taken some video. But but oh, really? It looks like abandoned and it's
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that bizarre?
I loved it.
Like, I loved Body Wars.
That simulated, like, it felt like real.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Somebody, like during the final days of it, like somebody took video of it and I went and wrote it visually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really only like five minute, right?
It's really quick.
It might even be like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's really short. I didn't realize how short it was. But there was like, when he was on there and taping it, it was like, what, he was like the only person.
Oh, it's sad because no one went on. Some of those old rides, no one goes on.
Yeah.
Just like that one that we watched on that YouTube. There was like, those like the whole that whole car was empty.
Oh yeah, the Universe of Energy is that what, with the dinosaurs.
Super sad.
Yeah, it's real sad when those things aren't popular anymore. But it's a small world. Everybody gets on that.
Oh my gosh.
I watched that. I watched it a bunch of times actually.
That's like a thing.
You know, yesterday I was at the airport and I was thinking. Because they were playing all kinds of Christmas tunes and everything at the airport.
Oh, already like, with that. Yeah, yes, yeah.
Creepy Christmas tunes.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And singing things in minor keys when they're in major keys changes the whole feel of them, you know, and the meaning. Because the Santa Claus was coming to town in a minor key was a totally different feel.
Really?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I never heard that.
Better watch out. Wait. Gosh, I forgot it. It was like... Santa Claus is... No, I can't get it now. Better watch out. Better not cry. Better not crowd. I'm telling you why. Now it's getting too low for me to sing, but it was scary.
That does sound scary. Yeah. I don't want to hear that.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're... So any of those tunes that sang in a minor key is probably different. I think It's a Small World probably really scary as well. It's like, because it's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of tears. It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of... Oh, I converted back to minor. I mean, to major. It's hard. It's hard to like sing those things in minor keys when you've heard them in major all your life.
It's just ingrained. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, it's a hard adjustment. So I won't try it for the podcast, but you know, I bet 1,000 people have done it on YouTube. I bet it's available.
Oh, I'm sure. Right? You could. Yeah.
Yeah. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little to backstep a little, we had some changes in our family, so we had to sort of split up a little bit. So it was a little different than the usual years. But we had it at my dad's, and that was.
How did that go?
That was interesting because his place is usually not set up for entertaining.
Yeah. Wait, is your dad that has the dogs?
Yeah, he doesn't anymore though.
Oh, okay.
That ended with the divorce.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but he's got visiting. He gets them every once in a while.
Oh, he gets custody. Yeah. Part custody of them.
So they're over sometimes.
Are they hounds? What kind of dogs are they?
Are they pit bulls? One.
Oh, they're pit bulls?
I think they're both pit bulls. I think there's two.
Oh, they're pibbles.
Pibbles. Pibbles.
Pibbles.
Yeah. So no, it was it was fine.
Okay.
I did some cooking. Usually, I'm sure I've talked about this before, that since, you know, lifelong vegetarian, our family our main meal kind of thing is a cauliflower cheese pie.
Okay.
So I made that this year.
Nice.
Usually that's other relatives are making that. And what a pain in the ass that is to make.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the steps?
Well,
I've never had a cauliflower cheese pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should make it sometime. It's pretty good. I think it comes from the Moosewood Cookbook.
Okay.
And you got to like break up all the cauliflower to like little pebble size
pieces. Oh, yeah. That's not messy at all.
and not time consuming. Thank you to my sweetie who did a lot of the work on this.
Wait, how small does the cauliflower florets have to be? Are they like little?
They're like probably half inch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you actually have to cut them. You can't like grind them up.
I think most of them you break up by hand.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right?
Why would I want to do that?
Let me tell you, the whole process between making this pie is about a 2-hour ordeal.
Oh, that's a lot.
I mean, half of it might be oven time, But yeah, so you're breaking up the cauliflower. I mean, I guess food show. Here we go again.
We are a food show. And Thanksgiving is a food holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Wait, where is well that oh yeah, yeah, we got well there's yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. So I made Thanksgiving. I made mashed potatoes too, which is a first for our family.
We
usually have the baked potato.
You really? What?
Yeah, it's a thing, baked potato.
Hold on. You have baked potato at Thanksgiving?
Usually that's like a thing we have.
I didn't know that. That's really unusual.
For like the last 10, 15 years, I always remember there being baked
potato?
Potatoes. Yes.
Okay.
And sometimes sweet potatoes.
I like sweet potatoes. Those are a Thanksgiving staple in our family. But like, okay. First of all, can we turn up my mic a little bit more? Like, so I just, something's, it's driving
the
me crazy.
Your...
I don't know. I just need to hear more of my voice.
How's that?
Because I'm narcissistic like that.
That sounds better to me.
That's better.
Okay.
Now I forgot what I was saying. Oh. So, in terms of baked potato, which I do like very much, but
I love a baked potato.
But I don't see baked potato very often at the Thanksgiving table. That's unusual.
I know, right?
That's unusual. How are you preparing baked potatoes? Are you ovening them?
Oh yeah.
Are
that's
you putting a little
done.
Oil on the outside?
No, standard baked potato.
Do you just put them in the oven, pop them in the oven, bake them?
That's pretty much it. Yep.
I mean, you puncture them first so they don't like blow
them.
Up.
Yeah, you fork them.
Yeah.
Do
you have your baked potato with sour cream and butter?
Mostly it's just the butter for me.
What?
I mean, no, for Thanksgiving that's how it's been.
Just with butter?
Yeah.
Why don't you get some butter up in there? No chives?
No, not for Thanksgiving. So, but we didn't have them this year. Yeah. I did the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Which was great.
Yummy.
I love mashed potatoes.
You know what I'm getting hankering for right now?
Yeah.
We're talking about it like Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, no. No. No.
Whoops,
no.
Baked potato.
Well, that was the best thing they have. That was the best.
All the vegetables are salty.
Everything was salty.
It makes them good.
And gross.
So you had some mashed potatoes for the first time this year, which
I know,
is
it's
insane.
Big deal, right?
Does anything go in the mashed potatoes, like any dairy?
I put like a whole stick of butter in those things.
Nice.
And
if you put some butter up in there, I'm all good with that.
Some butter up in there.
Yeah, and milk and lots of salt and pepper.
Wow.
That's how I did it.
Nice.
That was easy compared to the cauliflower cheese pie.
So tell me about the cauliflower cheese pie again.
So,
like, you break up cauliflower to like tiny pieces, which seems like a pain in the ass.
A whole head. It is a pain in the ass. And again, thank you to my sweetie who
helped
with a lot of this.
I love cauliflower, but let me tell you right now, the little bits that go everywhere,
it makes
me
crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, you find it for days after
you
cook with it.
Yeah.
Then you got to shred potato.
Oh, it's potato in it too.
First you got to shred potato and onion. And you got to mix that with some eggs.
Wait, shred potato like great potato?
That's what I meant. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great. It was great.
I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
And and then you make the crust that you're doing all that by hand.
You're making a bakery crust.
You're making a potato onion crust.
Oh.
You know, and then that goes in the oven.
Well, that sounds amazing.
And then you get it's pretty good. And then you get the cauliflower, and you gotta saute that on the stovetop while the thing is cooking.
And then you got the cheese.
And then you got the cheese. You gotta grate the cheese. I mean, you're doing stuff for like an hour and a half.
You can't get pre-grated cheese?
Well, I guess you could, but you know, if you want to get the good quality, you don't usually get that grated. It seems. I mean, might be a little bit of a cheese snob, but I'm just saying. Yeah. We're not putting Kraft in there, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, you don't have to put Kraft, but you can get like the money Whole Foods cheese.
I guess you could, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I don't got time for that.
Right.
You know?
No, I hear you.
Or the energy.
So I did that, and I did a...
But I do have a food processor. You might need
one
of those.
Well, that would have helped.
Yeah.
That probably would have helped.
Does Sarah have one of those?
We don't have one of those.
You know, maybe I'll get you a housewarming gift.
Wow.
Because you're going to need a food processor.
We've got this great thing.
Because it's the greatest thing ever. No pun intended.
we got this weird thing in the cabinet where you can keep a thing like a food processor. Maybe it's for KitchenAid. It's got this shelf that's on springs
out?
And it pulls out, comes up.
Oh, neat.
And you can leave it plugged in. You can put it back away.
Oh, I like that.
It's, I don't know. It's kind of neat. Yeah.
I wonder what it's for.
I'm guessing
does it, a does food it stabilize processor? When it comes up?
Oh, it locks. Yeah, it's got. Huh. Yeah, it's got like it's spring loaded, so you can so it, you take some of the weight when you're. Anyways,
is it? Does it have a Sorry, does it have a brand name on it? Is it like Revashelf? Because Revashelf makes some
I
good
have no idea.
S like that.
It looked
it
like
makes
someone
good ish.
It looked like someone made it. I don't even know. It's got it's like a wooden shelf. And it's got this spring mechanism. I don't know. Maybe the mechanism has got a name on it.
Maybe Revashelf made it. Because Revashelf has some smart stuff going on with that.
I thought it was pretty smart. I've never seen anything like that. Because it comes up to this level and you just put it away.
That's cool.
You don't have to like pull out an appliance and plug it in.
That's
neat. Like
that's already in there because that stuff ain't cheap.
So
it's
I don't,
not.
Just to wrap up the Thanksgiving.
Okay. What else you have?
We had lots of bubbly.
Nice.
That was good. And
those holidays are for drinking wine and things.
That's right, right? Yes. And then we made a really good rum punch for dessert.
Rum punch.
We had a fire going, a nice fireplace at my dad's. That was nice. And of course, some Tetris as the holiday is.
Who won?
Oh, that would be my cousin Rachel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was pretty fierce.
She's on fire with that.
She's on fire.
Oh.
Oops. So tell me about I just lost that. I wanted so tell me about oh damn it.
I don't know what you were planning on doing.
Tell me about your Thanksgiving.
Well, we traveled down to the DC area. We flew down with my husband and my mother-in-law down to the DC area. So we landed BWI on Tuesday, left Clover Bean with his babysitter, which is always sad. But, you know, sometimes you got to leave him at home, which it's sad and I don't like it. I like to take him places, but whatever. There were some restrictions. Anyway, we went down there and we had lots of food. There was, of course, turkey.
Mm.
There was ham. There were mashed potatoes, which I didn't partake in, by the way.
What?
No, I had to save room because I said for all the other, that was like the low man on the totem pole of like sides, okay?
Okay.
Because there was artichoke spinach casserole, which was yummy. Corn pudding.
Yes. I usually make that, but I didn't this year.
Mac and cheese.
Oh my gosh.
Greens. Homemade cranberry sauce.
Oh, right. My sweetie made homemade cranberry sauce.
Nice.
A little orange. Delicious.
Stuffing.
Mmm.
And I made a butternut squash soup.
Nice.
Curry butternut squash soup.
I love that.
Yeah, it was good. Everybody liked it. And it was topped with jumbo lump crab and or sour cream. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you could have skipped the crab.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't. I chose not to skip that crab. Mm. I was like, "Yeah, I'll put that on there. Sure, I'm eating all the things." I think that was all the food.
Wow, that's a lot. That sounds delicious.
I had three plates while I was down there. Not all at the same time. I might have had four plates actually. But who knows? I enjoyed it every time. I was like, "Yes," especially the mac and cheese.
I love the mac and cheese. Oh, yeah,
that's really good. Yeah. Yeah, so it was a delicious. But when I arrived, I had Subway.
When you got in or coming back? Or
when
what?
I got in.
What?
Because I had to go to the dentist to get looked at by my orthodontist for my aligners.
Oh, right.
Because I had to get more.
Your hookup there.
Yeah.
How's that going, by the way?
It's going all right. I have a new tray to put in. This is why I don't have any tray in right now.
How long is this? How much
Probably
longer?
Until January.
Okay, you're almost on the home stretch.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
You still have to put something in at night or something.
Yeah. I've been wearing the same tray at night for like 3 weeks.
But after January, you still have to do something.
Yeah, wear them at night every night for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I don't mind
just
that.
Sleep. You
yeah,
know,
just
you know
sleep.
What's
you're
going
just
on.
Sleeping. Yeah. Not a big deal. What was I saying? Oh yeah, so I went to the dentist, and then I was starving because I hadn't. Our flight took off. Man, what time did our flight take off? 10? Okay. 10 o'clock. So I hadn't eaten any breakfast, but so by the time we were like done with all that stuff, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was so hungry. I was going to eat my shoe.
Yeah.
So,
delicious.
on the way back, I stopped at the Subway. I ate fresh, and I didn't have any romaine lettuce.
Oh, right. That's the whole scare on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When can we have romaine again?
I hate when that happens.
And me too. I get mad.
And then I hate when it's like...
I hate that it's like all romaine. Like you can't get any romaine anywhere. It's not like...
It's all bad.
It's not like romaine from like Trader Joe or Whole Foods. Right. It's just every romaine lettuce.
Or a certain location.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm sad about it.
Yeah. How long is that going to... Wait, romaine... How does that look? That's I'm thinking iceberg. That's different.
No, romaine is the Caesar salad green.
Oh.
So it comes in the big long head.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yes. Yes. Thank
you.
And then
you cut it up.
Thanks for explaining.
Yeah.
I love me the iceberg.
I like the iceberg too for some things.
Yeah.
And I like a butter lettuce for other things like making wrapping things in it.
Butter lettuce.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
What? Okay, bib lettuce. You heard of that? That's the same thing.
I've never heard of that.
What? Boston lettuce?
How is Boston? What are you just naming things?
Are you for real?
Stuff up.
I'm not making anything
bib
up.
Bib lettuce? Boston lettuce?
These are butter lettuces.
Should I Google this? Or, yeah. I mean, what are we talking about?
I'm Googling it right now because
Well, I can't see that over here.
I feel crazy. What I'm going to tell you. You've never heard of butter lettuce?
All right. Does it look different? Should I look at some image?
It's soft.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about
now?
Well,
I should say I've seen lettuce that looks like this.
It's the soft lettuces.
Okay.
So.
This is the expensive lettuce.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
I mean, it's nice.
This is what people tune in for.
I eat the butter lettuce. The butter lettuces are good for wrapping things in. You know, like if you make if you make lettuce wraps, you want to use the butter lettuce. Oh, what's the difference between butter and bib and whatever else lettuce?
Where do you
it's
see this?
Like, the difference between butter, Boston, and bib lettuce, Live Gourmet. This is from 2014. The fact is, its appearance, its appearance, texture, and taste nearly indistinguishable. Butter, Boston, and bib lettuce is ostensibly the same variety, known under the category monkier. Butterhead. Bib, however, is a slightly smaller version of the variety and the first of its cultivator known to be grown in the U.S. There it is. And it's tasty.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, there it says, look, there's a CDC romaine lettuce recall, 5 types of lettuce that are safe to eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can have butter lettuce or bib lettuce. You can have, looks like you can have kale.
Of course you can have kale.
I mean, all those leafy greens come with the risk of like salmonella. Like really, like when I'm out and I see leafy greens, I always think to myself, I could get food poisoning from this.
Huh.
Because
I never thought about this.
It's far more likely to get food poisoning from leafy greens than it is from like undercooked meat or whatever. Isn't that horrifying?
I never thought about it. something I'm never worried about.
There's something about it. I don't know. Like, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. Lion in the house in the studio.
Hey!
Not in the studio, actually. In the chat room.
I'm glad we got someone. I'm sorry there's not much interaction there. We got to get the show more regular and get some people.
All right.
I don't know. It's people dropped off.
So what are the... Oh, they got a pun in there. Let us rejoice.
What other
kinds are safe to eat?
Oh, just go down here?
Yeah, just scroll down a little bit. Well, okay, we know that. We know we can't have romaine, which I'm... Okay, butter, lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they got the wraps.
I see. That's the cute little bowl.
I love wrapping stuff. Kale.
Kale is king. Everyone loves kale, right?
Kale's good.
Kale's fine. Oh, there you go, Kay. You love
arugula.
That.
Arugula.
Always safe.
always.
Butternut squash and arugula.
Iceberg, there it is.
I love me some iceberg. Look at that, a whole quarter of it with just dressing on it.
Wow, that's
I could
intense.
Totally do that.
I could do it too.
Yeah, just chow on that.
I need them to put some bacon on it though. Spinach.
Hey,
spinach
that
is
like
another
a cauliflower
thing that
cheese
can,
pie.
I can really easily.
Oh, it's a quiche.
Oh, it's a quiche. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Food poisoning.
Would a quiche be considered a pie, or is a quiche considered a pie?
No.
Is a quiche a pie? No.
I
guess
game.
We had no,
not
yeah.
Not in that game, yeah.
Yeah.
It was non-fruit pies.
Non-fruit pies.
Can you believe we did that? We did that game on AM radio too. I listened not too long ago.
What do you mean on AM radio?
When we were on the on the radio there. We did that. Didn't we do that
oh,
game?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We actually had people calling like it was a serious thing. I listened to that not too long ago. It was great.
I forgot about that. I forgot that we did that game on like actual radio.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, my God.
it's like
what is wrong with us?
What our show is like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, the places we've been. That was fun. That was a real fun time. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. So we can't have romaine, so we'll have like normal lettuce, but that's why I haven't been eating salads. I'm always freaked out about salads at restaurants, always. Freaked out.
I don't know.
I'd rather make my own salad at home.
Yeah, I'm into salads.
I love salads, but I get freaked out by places like Sweet Green where I'm like, are you washing it though? Are you washing the greens? So I just don't go. I'm just like, yeah, forget it.
Sweet Green's great. I'm overpriced. Paranoid.
Is it overpriced?
Well, I don't know. You're getting a salad.
It's literally
bucks.
It's $12.
Well, $10 or $12.
Are they good salads though?
Yeah, they're money.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right. I've never been to a Sweet Green.
Are you kidding
Let's
me?
Let's see what's on the menu. Yeah.
For a while, I almost go every week.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's delicious.
Sweet Green.
Look at the.
They make bowls.
Shroomami is really great.
What?
Yeah.
Shroomami.
Yeah.
That's a fun play on words there.
Right, that's good.
They've got the shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have to say where I am. That's super irritating. All right. Oh, there's regional menus?
Yeah, that seems right.
I think that's a thing. Okay, yeah. Fall menu, Boston. Let's take a look, okay? Chicken and Brussels, automatically out because I don't eat chicken, okay?
Okay, me neither. Lifelong vegetarian.
Curry cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
But this one has chicken too. What's up with that?
We can get the dishes without chicken. You just say no chicken.
Okay. It has roasted chicken, curry coasted cauliflower, curry roasted, not curry coasted, curry roasted cauliflower, shredded cabbage, cilantro, raisins, warm quinoa, organic arugula, sweet green hot sauce. What's that? Cucumber tahini and yogurt dressing. Sounds like a lot. All right. It's the Coconut Squash Bowl by Dan Barber, Sweet Green, and Row 7. What's Row 7? Is that a restaurant around here?
I have no idea.
Let's find out. This is the Google show.
Okay.
Row 7. It is a seed company?
Seed?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a seed company. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Dan Barber launches Row 7 with seeds for bespoke produce. Wow. That's intense. I didn't think that I mean that's kind of cool, right? I mean, a little bit. That's like a seed company is like, check out this vegetables grown with our designer seeds.
Wow. High-end seeds.
High-end seeds. You get Alfred's white tea and peach. Is that's a drink, I guess? Kale gingerade. I guess that's a drink. Okay. Let's see what the warm bowls are like. Do you get the bowls or do you get the salad?
I do both. Sometimes I do the warm bowl. Yeah.
The Shroomami
has
organic wild rice, shredded kale, raw beets, cucumbers, basil, spicy sunflower seeds, warm portobello mix, roasted sesame, tofu, miso, sesame, and ginger dressing. That sounds okay.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's great.
The Harvest Bowl has...
Oh, that's my one of my favorites.
Really?
I get it without the chicken.
It's got the rice, shredded kale, apples, sweet potatoes, chicken, local goat cheese, toasted almonds. That sounds good with the vinaigrette on it.
Oh, it's delicious. So I just substitute the chicken with the tofu.
Oh, you just get the tofu on it?
Yeah, it's delicious.
That's what I do a lot of times, too. I'm like, can you not give me chicken? Can you give me tofu? I'll take that.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's guacamole greens. Do you ever get that?
Mm-mm. Never tried that.
That sounds good. Organic masculine, or avocado... Roasted chicken. There's that chicken again. They put chicken on everything. red onion, tomatoes. You don't want that either.
No. Nope.
Tortilla chips, fresh lime squeeze, lime cilantro, jalapeno vinaigrette.
Hmm.
I would go for that. And then there's the kale Caesar, which sounds good. That one has chicken too.
Kale Caesar. Yeah.
They all have. I like.
So cute.
I like the plays.
Food show. Yeah.
I like the plays on names.
Mm-hmm.
The plays on names. And then there's one where they gave up on that and just said lentil plus avocado.
Like, there. You can't think of it. Yeah. Done.
Well, I mean, I haven't gone to a Sweetgreen's ever. They don't list prices here. That must be on purpose.
I really
they
think
just have the calories.
At the minimum, I think you're like $9 or $10.
Really?
Yeah, you're not getting out of there.
I'm gonna press the order now button and see what happens.
So you can
there's a Sweetgreen app you can.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Pre-order.
Of course there is.
You can pick up.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you can let them know how heavy you want the dressing. That's the thing. Too.
Oh, that's good.
You know, light, medium, heavy.
I've had to tell the place where you normally get salads from to like ease up on dressing.
A little too crazy.
It's intense.
Yeah, I'm a sort of medium or light.
Yeah,
is the way to go. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need it to be swimming around in there like a goldfish.
Because you know? Your salad's not healthy usually, depending on what dressing you're doing.
And it's gross.
Right? So, well,
I guess it's mainly because it's gross for me. Like I'm just like, why do you need to use this much dressing in the salad? Like not necessary.
Nasty.
Oh my gosh. Should we take a break?
Yeah, we could take a break.
And maybe we can change the duration of the show.
Oh, you want to do that?
I can't do it from here for some reason.
All right, I could take a look and do that. Okay.
It's like I tried to, and then it didn't give me the choice.
Maybe I can figure that out.
I think it's pretty easy.
I don't know if I've done it before.
It's real easy, actually. Just click on that.
Can I do it from the chat room?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, not from the chat room. You have to click on that.
But am I going to lose the chat room?
No, it's fine.
All right. Well, let's see. Episode info.
There you go. And click on that.
This?
No, click on that.
This?
Yeah.
You can click on that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really easy.
Yeah, isn't that easy? Then you just press save.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know if you
Oh.
I didn't know if you had to go through the thing or something.
No. You just have to do that. It's real easy. But for some reason, can't do it from here on the iPad. It was like, give me the choice. And then it was like, no, you can't do that. Stupid iPad.
All right.
What happens after we come back?
Well, we should do some. I want to revisit this episode. Well, I will briefly revisit this episode, and then maybe some. I don't know, weird news or what.
Okay.
Oh, I probably should talk about house news. I don't know. Lots of stuff to talk
about.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot. We haven't even gotten to that.
Yeah.
we'll go with whatever.
Yeah, we'll go with it. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and K Show.
Unleash your inner beast. An animal lover's boutique.
Animal lover's boutique. Animal lover's boutique. Animal lover's boutique.
Pig teddies. Cat bras.
Animal lover's boutique.
Snake garters. Studded dog collars. For mice.
Animal Lover's Boutique. Heavy petting.
Lacy armadillo stockings. Horse panties.
Utterly erotic. U-D-D-E-R.
Possum corsets. Dolphin bustiers.
Kind of disgusting. Animal Lover's Boutique.
Cow pasties.
Let's stop talking about this. Animal Lover's Boutique. I'm actually feeling kind of queasy. Heavy petting. I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice. I can't work here anymore. Animal Lover's Boutique.
Animal Lover's Boutique.
Meth brought you forbidden fruits of incest. Bath salts brought you the taboo joys of cannibalism. It's time to step things up a level. The hot new legal high that takes you to places you never imagined and leaves you forever changed. Toilet cleaner. It's time to smoke a real bowl. Available at your local head shop or in case of overzealous local laws, buy it online.
This is the Derek and K Show.
Call the Derek and K Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and K Show.
the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
It is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. We already had our Thanksgiving.
We talk. Did.
Yeah, it was good.
We did.
We had a good time.
It was delicious. It was a delicious discussion. All right, so what's up on the show? What did we go? We got. Oh, you have a big you have big change in your life.
There's a big change.
It's a big change.
Yeah, so bought a house with my sweetie. That's kind of a
congratulations.
That's kind of a big thing. Yeah,
congratulations.
Whoops. I almost stopped that. Okay. Yeah. So that's really exciting. That was last week. Was it last week? I'm losing track of time.
I don't know.
Bless you. So it's a house a little further up north away from this craziness of the city. It's getting too expensive, you know.
Yeah,
the rent goes up like 10% each year.
Well, this neighborhood in particular is particularly bad.
It just seems crazy, and we get so much more if we share a house. So yeah, I bought one with my sweetie, and I think that was Tuesday.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations. Welcome to the world of home ownership.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You know, it's amazing. You know, it's just like so much more to think about and having the space, and like it's just like to have property and like do things outside is really fun. Today we're stacking wood. I got wood.
Nice.
Yeah. I got wood. Too much wood.
Do you have any, have you met any of your neighbors?
No.
Do you have any immediate neighbors?
There's someone across the street. But the other two were actually the first house on the street. So there's no one really on the other side.
Wait, you're the first house on the street?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like this huge stone wall, and there's another house like way up there. Like you can barely even see them.
Oh.
But I don't know. There's across the street, and then there's like a little fence that goes down, and there's another. But we don't really see people.
Wow.
But maybe I'll run into someone. Eventually,
wow.
I'm sure eventually when the weather gets warmer.
Because normally you'd like see a neighbor, you know. But I guess not in this neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a little
isolated.
I mean, it's not too isolated, but I guess for around, you know, the suburbs around here, it's pretty good, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for the show. We're gonna have a studio space there, a room dedicated for our show.
Nice.
And the office. So that's gonna be great. Well,
can't wait.
Couple of weeks. We're waiting on some rugs. And
so
then,
end of the year.
The end of the year. We might have our holiday Christmas party show there.
Nice. Holiday show.
Holiday. Yeah, I guess I don't know what else to say. It's big, big news, big change. I've been living here for, I think it's 10 years.
That's a long time.
So
that's a really long time to be living in an apartment.
A lot of crap here to go through and move, be out the end of December.
Wow.
But yeah, basically living up north now. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's, well, north is better than south.
Is it? Is that true?
Traffic-wise.
I feel like everyone says that.
Really?
Not sure, I'm not sure why.
Because the traffic going south is horrible.
That's the thing?
Yeah. Yes. If you leave the city and go south, you're going to be in traffic.
Is that because...
No matter what time of day it is.
The Rhode Island peeps and stuff.
I don't know, but it's
There's
just
more
like...
people.
It's horrible. Every time I'm like, oh, I got to go like 93 south, ew.
Yeah.
You know, but Ohio 93 North, I'm like, oh, okay, I can handle that. That's fine.
Well, that's good. My commute's still going to be horrible, I'm sure.
Well,
but, you know, 4 days a week makes it a little bit easier, I hope. And I'll try to figure that out.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
A lot of painting and the work never ends.
Are most things updated? Or I forgot to look at the picture.
The appliances aren't.
Okay. So you're going to have to overtime me.
Overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got an oven that probably looks like vintage this.
But, oh, for real?
But it's a double oven, so that's kind of fun.
What does that mean?
It's nice and clean.
Oh,
so
okay.
It looks, you know, the doors are stainless steel, but it's probably really old. And the fridge is old, but it's got an ice maker, which I'm thrilled to have.
Oh, there it is. There you go. You got some ice. You don't have to make the ice trays anymore. Just do the ice trays anymore.
Like an animal. No, yeah. I love that. And we also have a second fridge downstairs, so that's
nice.
Kind of cool. You know, overflow.
Nice.
You have a bag of ice or, you know, extra stuff.
A deer.
A deer. What? No, that's gross.
I'm just kidding. You're not going to have a deer down there. That's like, it's not one of the, oh, it's not a freezer. It's not one of those deep freezers where you can stick a body.
No, it's just a whole other fridge.
Okay. Yeah.
Extra fridge.
Cause that's where people stick dead bodies.
Or deer.
Yeah. Or deer. Well, I feel like I watched, it was like a Netflix thing where I watched like where they had a deer and a dead body in there. They're like, it was like below the deer, you know? But they cut it up first. I mean, it's horrible.
Oh,
why would you do that? Like, I don't understand what the point of that is.
That's, wow.
If you're going to kill somebody, why hang on to the evidence?
Yeah, right? That's a thing. I think that it just adds to the sickness of whoever's doing the killing.
I suppose.
Like, I just want to have that around.
Ugh, it's gross.
I don't know why.
Well, hopefully. I mean, you're just using it for, like, you know, ice cream and frozen veg and things like that.
I want an extra bag of ice, you know?
At all times?
I don't know. Just like, you know, in case you got to make cocktails for like 20 people. So I'm being ready to go.
I'm sorry. I keep yawning.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is. I got issues. I clearly have issues today.
Oh,
my gosh. Well, the house thing is nice, and you guys have a fireplace, which I'm jealous of.
Oh, two fireplaces.
You have two fireplaces. You have fireplace-y.
It's fun. I love starting fires.
So it's a real wood-burning fireplace.
Yeah.
With flue and everything.
Oh, yeah. You got to open that up so don't smoke the place out.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I got the hand of it now.
How hard is it to start a fire?
I'm pretty good at it because I used to have to do it as a kid.
Oh, so you're used to it. You got practice.
So I'm actually, it just comes right back.
What's your method?
I've actually got a trick. Maybe people are interested in this.
I kind of forgot
about this trick until a friend of the family told me that I did this when I was a kid. So you take newspaper and you roll it at the diagonal. I did this when I was a kid. Into a tube.
Yeah.
You tie the tube into a knot.
Okay.
And you throw it in. And you do maybe, I don't know, you don't have to do a lot of them. You might do two or four. And you don't even need a lot of kindling to get that starting. It worked.
What did you say?
Kindling.
Kindling.
Yes. Yes. So you get you basically just light that, and then so it has the tube part will burn fast,
uh-huh.
and then the center part burns a little longer. So it actually does a really good job.
Oh, there's a whole like method.
I came up with this as a kid.
Really? This was your idea?
And now I'm doing it again. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now I know how to start a fire.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems to work, although some of our wood's a little wet right now, so it's not working that well.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? It's been raining I feel like it's raining all the time.
It's really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Is How to Start a Fire like that book where the guy like got hypothermia and like died in the snow?
It's horrible. I don't
Isn't
know.
Isn't it? How to Start a Fire.
I'm pretty good at it.
Let's see. How to Start. What is that book? Is it called How to Start a Fire? I want to know. Now I'm freaking out. Book. It is the book. It is a book. It's called How to Start a Fire.
Oh.
And it... Wait a minute. Am I... How to Start a Fire. Is that a different book? Oh, that's a different... What is the book that has the guy who's stuck in the cold, like the cold tundra?
I've never heard this.
To Build a Fire? Something like that. Wait, To Build a Fire. Is that it? Now I'm going into my old... Okay. To Build a... Yes. Yes. To Build a Fire. Jack London. There it is. It's a short story.
That sounds familiar.
Okay.
Now that there sounds familiar.
Doesn't
that
sound familiar,
that.
Yep. Right? Yep. Right? To Build a Fire. There it is. There it is. Yukon Trail.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it was tragic.
Wow.
Tragic.
Well, this is just nice, you know, just hang out in front of the fire. You have to see, we're setting up this like corner bar in the living room.
Oh, nice.
And so the fireplace will be in there and, you know, there'll be cocktails and good times there.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we'll have to get that hooked up. We're still trying, you know, some details and painting and stuff. Oh my gosh.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I can't wait to come over later next month, I suppose.
Yeah, it'd be a little while. I mean, well, you could check it out sooner, but
I guess
the studio is not going to be...
Not be ready for a while?
Yeah,
okay.
Until after the 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's well into the holiday season.
Yeah.
Because now it's officially the holidays.
Holiday
season.
All the music's going.
Yep.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. We brought the tree up from storage.
Oh.
I've not fluffed it out yet. Haven't put anything decorative on it yet,
but it's out
because I'm waiting for Vlogmas to start.
That's a thing.
Yeah,
that's a real thing.
It's a thing. 25 days of vlogs. 25 days of vlogs.
That's coming up soon.
Starting on the first.
There you go.
Get ready.
Wow.
youtube.com/hubneat. Who is calling? Oh, they're just listening. I am just listening.
All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out, caller.
I got excited for a second.
I got excited, too. I thought somebody wanted to talk to us.
You know, before we run on a show, I wanted to bring this up because I wrote this down for last week.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about the episode with Uncle Mark.
Yes.
Because
one of the greatest episodes we've ever had.
It's a really great episode. And unfortunately, a few weeks ago, I lost my Uncle Mark. He was... One of my favorite persons, and we had him on the show back in 2011, and I thought maybe I should play a couple of clips.
I'm excited.
Right? I mean, let's see.
That was a good show.
That was a really good show. We had Sarah, our friend Sarah, and this is when our show was really early on. We weren't, you know,
2011.
It's not the best sound quality. You know, a few things weren't in place.
It sounds like AM radio.
It sounds a little bit like AM radio, but I just want to play where I introduce him, and then there's another little clip. I think we got it queued up here.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Beautiful. Sarah.
Oh, this is Sarah. Okay. But then I think we introduce Uncle Mark.
There we go. There. Hello.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi.
Sorry
good
about
afternoon.
That. Welcome.
Happy to be here on this beautiful day.
So good to be back.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good to be back.
And we must mention that Sarah was a reason why we did not broadcast during on the 12th.
Oh, that's right.
Because
that is right.
The 13th.
Was it the 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
The 13th, she had a fabulous performance with the Holyoke
Civic Symphony.
Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Which we attended in Western Massachusetts. Did a very bang-up job.
I remember that.
Bravissimo.
Yes, I remember that, too.
That was fun.
You guys were very sweet to attend.
It was the crazy restaurant.
Wow, we had a really interesting time out after, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
It was crazy.
That's very inside, yeah.
That's definitely a good conversation.
I totally forgot about that, by the way.
It was fun.
We should probably introduce our fourth guest. We have...
Fourth guest?
Well, a fourth mic. We're two. We got four people in the room. I'm trying to put it all together. Probably one of the funniest people I know. I wouldn't be who I am today without my Uncle Mark.
You talented or beautiful, I hear.
What's talented and beautiful?
It's great to be here with Derek. This is a beautiful studio.
Thank you.
Is this a bordello at night?
Well, it's all kinds
you got
of
a
things,
bar,
right?
You got a bed, you got a
cat.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Tetris music after. In the background.
Yeah, we'll Tetris music.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sure that
we're
going to
be here till
climb.
4 a.m.
Wow.
Who doesn't know that music?
It's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes you want to play.
Play something.
Makes you feel a little hyper.
It doesn't make me want to play with you guys. I can't keep up with you people.
Oh, it's a great game.
Oh, it's hard.
Oh, it's really fun.
We get Alex in here.
Oh, yeah, take us all down.
You guys got a family Tetris thing going on. I can't. I'm not even close. I played one night with you guys, and I nearly killed myself.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, the way to play is you have to wait people out. You have to wait to the fourth or fifth hour before you can give him some damage.
Oh, I see how it is. Yeah. You save it up, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You should probably play the one where that little clip where he's talking about the bat.
I love that. That's like my favorite clip of the whole show.
If I can get to it from
that's right.
If I can get to it from here.
Both apartments.
Spider incident.
I had little bites, like little tan spiders, and. I
love that you're playing that.
They were biting you.
I was listening to that and it made me laugh.
And I was pretty good.
Playing spider in the background.
I would see them and then I would kill them. It was like this mission. It was horrible.
And remember the daddy long legs that were in the shower all the time? Those.
I don't know what that was.
Too bad this isn't TV.
You had a water incident.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
ready.
Yeah.
And we're laughing because Derek got this water bottle and he put it down and it splashed all over his face.
Maybe I should drink out of a glass.
or like baby bottle. You need a sippy cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spiders I'm not doing very well with this week. Yeah, I lost like 2 hours of sleep. So I went to bed later that day and just had an epic nap.
I had something similar to that once. I heard something behind me on the curtains.
Oh, no.
And thinking it might have been a butterfly or something like that, opened the curtains, and there was a bat.
Oh, geez.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Actually caught the bat, got it out of
the
house.
With your hand?
No.
Rabies.
Caught it with a glove, a baseball glove.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, caught it with a glove.
All you need is a ball, and then you got a game.
That's good.
Sorry. It lived in our garage. We used to always see bat droppings. And you tiptoe out in the middle of the night. But I didn't sleep too well after that, thinking, I wonder how it got in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curious.
How
would that
happen?
No, I didn't let it in.
Weird.
The bat door.
The bat cave.
Yeah.
I love that you said it got into the bat.
You know, when I was...
Well, anyways, that's my Uncle Mark. And
he was the greatest.
I'm going to miss him forever. And he was so wonderful. And I think I have a lot to thank him for, I think. You know, part of doing this show, you know, he loved crazy AM radio, talk radio. And I used to listen to that growing up. So I think, I don't know, I feel like part of it, you know,
I can
do doing the show. Yeah, it's great.
I love that he sent pizza to one of our
shows. Oh, that's right. What was that?
So
that
great.
Was our,
it was like one of our 100th show or something. I think it was.
It was the 100th show. Yeah.
That was a crazy show.
And he,
that show was out of control.
Yeah. And we had the pizza guy come in the apartment.
That was the show with the jalapenos.
Oh, that's where that came from.
This, yes.
Yeah. Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter.
That was that show.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to listen to that later.
That's a good one.
I might have to listen to that later. Anyway, I guess we're done.
We're out of time again. Well, I don't know.
I'm gonna read how to build a fire.
Yeah, work on it. Yeah.
Or to build a fire later. Because
I'm
intrigued.
Yeah.
It's only 16 pages here on americanenglish.state.gov. You can read it.
Interesting.
It's free.
All right. Well, we'll be back next weekend. Right? Still
think
right
so.
Here.
We'll be back next weekend.
Yeah,
still
good times.
Right here, even
yeah.
though you're not staying here.
No, just come back
here. Renting it.
Do a show and pick up some stuff.
Wow, that's intense. All right. So I guess tune in next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah.
And we'll be here for you.
Good times.
Good times.
Well, have a good week. We'll catch you next time.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Derek and K Show.